This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
Hello and welcome to Storytime with Clizair. This podcast is primarily supported by Patreon. You can become a patron by clicking the link in the description on YouTube or in the show notes on the audio platforms. Another way that you can support the podcast is by using our affiliate links. And one of those is Audible. Audible has thousands of audiobook titles to choose from. Every month, members get one free audiobook, plus two Audible originals and access to daily news digests and even guided meditation programs. You can listen to audiobooks across all your devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what to listen to, or if you want to binge a series, you can keep your Audible credit for up to a year. Sign up now and get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook by going to audibletrial.com/storytime. That's audible.com/storytime. Now on to the episode.
It's story time.
Hello and welcome to the Storytime podcast. My name is Claire. I go by Clizair on the internet. And this is the podcast where guests tell me their stories. And this week I have with me Jordan. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Nice to finally meet you, I suppose.
So this happened quite a while ago, probably 2015. I'd say in February. Me and my dad plays in a bowling league in the wintertime. And this is probably end of January, early February 2016. And so we get done playing bowling, we go home, see my mom, and then we sit down on the couch and watch TV or just shoot the shit, basically. And usually my dad has this kind of dad joke thing where he wants his foot massaged. And so, massage your foot. Then when you're done, he always likes to just you go with this other foot and go back and forth and back and forth, you know, typical dad.
Yeah.
Well, this time he didn't do that, which was kind of weird, to me. So I asked dad for his other foot just to go with it. And he goes, no, I'm fine. And I'm just like, well, that's kind of weird. So I actually went to go grab his other foot and he actually batted my hand away. And I was like, what's wrong? He nothing. My dad's really stubborn, and so I'm just like, no, it's fine. And he bats my hand again, and I'm just like, well, what's going on? And I went and put my hand on his left leg, and it just felt like that waterbed. It was like a bowl full of jelly, like it just sunk right down. And I'm like, Dad, what's wrong with your leg? Oh, nothing. No, it's everything's fine, stuff like that. I'm like, no, it's not. What's going on? And my mom asked, yeah, what's wrong? He goes, oh, I just been having a pain in my leg for a couple days, maybe a week. And I'm like, that doesn't feel right. So all in all, we were thinking, well, maybe it's a hernia or something like that, but it turned out to be a blood clot in his leg that I found out. So they took him to the hospital the next day, and turns out he had two blood clots in his left leg. Well, what unbeknownst to us, he admitted to the doctor that he had a swollen leg and pain for the past 3, maybe 4 weeks. So he was hiding pretty much two blood clots in his leg for almost a month now. So yeah, it was really upsetting to me that he would, you know, kind of put his life in danger. But I mean, I don't want to like toot my own horn and say that I saved his life. But in the end, yeah, I mean, those blood clots could have broke off, went, you know, to his brain, had a stroke, to his heart attack, to his lung, you know, pretty much could have killed him. So he was in the hospital for about maybe 2 weeks, get these blood clots taken care of, which, you know, successfully he did. They put two stents in his leg, you know, told him to take some blood thinners, take it easy for a little bit, you know, and, you know, go on your day. So, you know, the first few weeks went by great. I noticed a significant reduction in the swelling, which was good. So, you know, it turns out it was a good turnout. You know, I'm glad that he was doing really great. Still, he's stubborn. He doesn't want to use like the walker, you know, didn't want to, you know, get up and move around a whole lot. And that's probably why he got him, because he was just kind of on his laptop, just relaxing, hanging out, watching TV, because he was retired at the time. He was retired for 2 years now, maybe three.
And why didn't he get it checked out earlier? Just because he didn't think it was serious, or?
No, he's not a big fan of doctors. I mean, like I said, he's super stubborn, stubborn as an ox. Back in 2007, 2008, he was forced from his job, and he's a retired police officer. He was mandated to get a physical. And when he got that physical, they did a stress test, and they found out that his heart rate was abnormal. And it turns out he had some blockages in his heart. And he might have had a heart attack early on in his life, but he didn't realize it, or he didn't obviously tell us about it. So he has, I think one or two stents in his heart back then. So my dad's not a big fan of doctors. He doesn't like going to the doctor. I kind of understood, you know, why he didn't tell us, but then again, he's got to take responsibility for his health and for his family. So, probably it was around March, early April, we noticed, that he wasn't eating very well. His energy was really super low. And so to make matters worse, my mom had to fly down to Florida to see her mom, my grandmother, because she recently had a stroke and she wasn't really doing too well down there. So she flew down there for a few days. So I took care of my dad, had to take time off work, and, it was kind of stressful at the time, but, just because his health was kind of not doing so good. So he was not eating, sleeping a lot, kind of didn't really want to do a whole lot. So we went back to the doctor, make sure nothing was missed, had an ultrasound, didn't find anything. Doctor just said, just try and do something the best of your ability. Don't, you know, kill yourself or overdo it, and that's fine. But something during that visit, he mentioned, like, well, have you had any recent problems with your lymph nodes or anything of that nature? And I never been asked that question before. I don't know if anybody has, but how would you know if you had problems with your lymph nodes? And we were just like, well, no, I don't, my dad was saying. And okay, well, you know, just take it easy, don't overdo it. Just you gotta move, you gotta do something. You don't wanna get another blood clot, or just do some light exercises. So we go home, and about a week later, when they put the stents in his leg, they went from the back of his knee, up his leg, to where the blood clot is. And in that incision, he had, it looked like water was dripping from it. And, you know, that was weird. And he didn't have any problems with pain other than kind of just keeping his leg at a stationary point. It was really, really weird. And it something just didn't feel right to me. So April, May of 2016, going into June, I get a call from work saying my dad fell in the bathroom. So I go rush home, and he's already back on his chair. And I asked him, you know, are you okay? Didn't see anything like bleeding, bruising, any bumps on his head, or he just said he he fell, you know, his leg was hurting. So he couldn't really stand on it. So he lost his balance, and that was that. So after I looked over him, asking him questions about, well, do you want to go to the hospital? Do you feel okay? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. It's nothing. Don't worry about it. And again, his stubbornness, it gets the best of him. And I'm kind of seeing that there's something wrong, but I just can't, you know, convince my dad to do it. So I think it was the following day, being the day after, I was off work and I was helping dad around the house, my mom. And so we take my dad to the bathroom and to help him out, give him a shower. And so as he's going to the bathroom, we're holding him, like me and my mom, both sides of him, and he just down he goes without, you know, it looked like he passed out. He didn't hit his head on the floor. I think there was like the shower chair he might have bounced off of. And my dad's a pretty big guy. He's probably like 260. So me and my mom, we couldn't, you know, lift him up, pick him up. He didn't have the energy. So I immediately called 911. The ambulance comes, gets him up, and we're like, yep, he's going to go, because he looks terrible. Like, I don't know what, but he was just not, I wouldn't say responsive, but he just wasn't there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So we take him to Bronson Hospital in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And we get there and into the waiting room with the doctors, and his eyes were really glassy. He didn't, I would say he knew he was there, but he just didn't look like it. He was really dizzy, lethargic. He didn't look very good. So we get him admitted, wait outside the waiting room. And I had a 1 year old dog at the time. I still have my dog today. So I had to go take care of him. My mom stays with him. And after a few hours, my mom called and said that the reason why that leaking from his back leg was because his kidneys were shutting down. So he was retaining a lot of water. His kidneys were backed up. So he was acting like he was drunk, but it was just because his kidneys wasn't flushing out all the chemicals, the waste, whatever. So he was retaining a lot of water. His kidneys were shutting down. And so they do a full scan on him. I think it's called a PET scan. And turns out they found a growth in his stomach area. And he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in his lymph nodes. And that's where when the doctor says anything wrong with your lymph nodes, well, he had cancer in his lymph nodes in his stomach. So
it's so such a weird question, though, isn't it? Like, I wouldn't know if I had an issue with my lymph nodes, if that makes sense.
Or, I mean, I could see family history, but
no. Yeah, how would you, like, day-to-day know? Right.
Yeah, so it was a weird question, but then again, it kind of answered a lot of questions of why Dad's health was in a downfall, because the cancer was affecting his kidneys. His kidneys were shutting down. And it was just like, holy crap, he's on a life or death situation now. So we get him in the hospital, and he can't get chemotherapy until his kidneys function is increased or back up, but it's taken a lot of time. He's very... still, his behaviors have really weird. He was having hallucinations. He called me one day saying, Jordan, why are you behind the hospital door? Why are you there? And I'm back at home in Three Rivers, and I'm like, Dad, I'm okay. Everything's fine. You know, just take it easy. And so he was saying, no, you're over here. Why are you here? You should be at home. And so it was just like, man, we gotta step it up. So they get him on this treatment to get his kidneys back up. And so this is going on in June, and I visit him a lot in the hospital just to, you know, watch the Tigers game. Still his behavior was abnormal. I mean, I remember watching the Tigers game, and he was rooting for baseball players that have been retired since like 1980, like he's saying Alan Trammell, he's saying all Mickey Lolich, all these players that were back in his day when he was a kid. So he's just, his behavior is really weird, but I mean, it's his typical, he has a really good sense of humor. And I remember my mom asking him, well, do you know who I am? And he goes, yeah, you're the girl I met at the bar. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds more like Dad. So he knew who I was. He knew who my brother was. My brother just had his first daughter at the time, so it was really tough for him to kind of see him. So we finally, I think it took him like 3 weeks to get his kidneys back working, not 100%, but he was losing a lot of fluids, which is good. That means his kidneys are back working. I mean, he was filling up like 3 bags a day, basically, but they had to put him on IV so he doesn't, you know, dehydrate himself. So after a while, we're like, hey, what about this chemo? We're not really comfortable doing that right now. And we wanted him to have some more time with his kidney, getting his kidneys back working. And we're just like, it's almost going on with a month since his diagnosis. We got to go, you know, we got to come up with a game plan. So they finally give him his first treatment. They gave him six chemo treatments every 3 weeks. So after, I think, the second one, they took him over to Borges Rehab Center. Transferred him over there just for, you know, look over, whatnot. Probably after a week of his second treatment, he looked like he was back to himself. His color was good. He wasn't hallucinating. He knew where he was at. But out of curiosity, I go, Dad, how long do you think you've been in this room? And he goes, well, I think it's probably about 3 weeks. I'm like, you've been in the hospital for almost 2 months now. Wow. And he was just like, really? You know, he had zero recollection of the past month and a half. He knew that he fell in the bathroom. That's as far as he went. He remembered going in the ambulance, being in the hospital that one, but from the time he was in the first day in the hospital to that day, didn't know anything.
Wow.
Which, yeah. So after his fifth chemotherapy, they did a PET scan. They saw that there was the shrinking in his cancer. So it was really good. He had his last one, I think a year after, or I mean, the year to the date of his first one. So, they finally did another PET scan, and I think it was almost a year to the date. There wasn't any more cancer. So he was, unofficially cancer free after that one, but they wanted to recheck him in 4 or 5 months, and they did, and they couldn't find it. He had a lot of scar tissue, but he was, you know, officially given a cancer free notice. So he's been cancer free ever since, I would say July of 2017. So he's going on 5 years cancer free now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that all kind of came from that foot massage. Like if you hadn't have taken him to the. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just I kind of have that sixth sense, just know something's wrong. Feel his leg, and I still feel it. It felt like a waterbed. It just felt like a bowl full of jelly. That's what did it. And just to go from a few blood clots in his leg that was serious in itself, considering he put it off for so long, and the procedure, and that took less than 2 weeks just to get it cleared up and give him a few stints and give him the okay just to kind of take it easy. But probably if we didn't discover that his blood clots were there and keep in touch with the doctors, who knows what could have happened.
Yeah. Did you ever find out if the blood clots were caused by the cancer or they were just unrelated?
No, I would say it was unrelated. Just because I've noticed my dad, being retired, he wasn't really getting out a whole lot. I joke with them because I think my mom was still working at the time. I always joke with them that they suck at retirement. They need to get out. They need to get out more. They need to do what retirees do. But right now, they're out east over on Lake Huron doing lighthouse tours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they enjoy it. To this day, they've been doing it for quite a while, even when they were working. But I think after this trip, they've been to, I would say, 50 lighthouses in the state of Michigan.
Wow.
There's a total of I think, 129. Around the state.
Wow.
That's so crazy. They're a third of the way there, but
the lighthouse bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember the year after his cancer-free notice, they took a trip to Alaska, and they were supposed to go that year. But obviously cancer took a hit on that, but they finally made it to Alaska. They always wanted to go there. Wow. So that was it. Cancer-free trip, and I'm still trying to get them to go places, but again, both of them are stubborn and they want to be homebodies.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Sure, thank you for having me. I enjoy your vlogs and being part of your Patreon.
Yes, thank you so much for being one of my patrons. Mm-hmm.
So, again, like I always say, that personal invite to Michigan is always open.
Yeah, I need to actually go to Michigan, seeing as I have so much Michigan merch at this point.
Yep.
But again, Alex has been, but I've never been.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
All right.
And I'm delighted to hear that your dad is cancer-free for that long.
Yes, me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for watching or listening. If you're watching on YouTube, please give the video a like. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. If you're listening on the audio platforms, please give us a review because it really helps us out in the rankings. Thanks again, Jordan, for joining. And I shall see you in the next one. Sansan.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.